Hello and welcome to this edition of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life through the eyes of myself. I am GT, a 63-year-old baby boomer. I'm here with...
Daniel, a, 17-year-old.
You guess?
Yeah.
Do you need a check?
I did. Gen Z-er.
Yeah, you better get used to that, buddy. You got a whole year of being 17.
Yeah.
So I got to tell a funny story. You probably heard this, but... So we talked about this on the last episode. Your mom and dad... are moving into a new building for their business. Your dad called me up Saturday or Sunday, I don't remember which day. Hey, you want to go to Wisconsin and pick up a tractor with me? Okay. Which was, you know, was not on my agenda for the day.
But yeah.
How far is it? 4 hours one way. And I'm like, holy shit. And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I said, well, we better get a move on. So... he was telling me about it. He was looking at it on Facebook Marketplace, and he told me the price, and I go, wow, that sounds cheap. It only had like 300 and some hours on it.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm like, so anyway, so he contacts the guy. The guy says, well, I've had all these people come or say they're interested in it, but nobody's brought me any money. He goes, if you want me to hold it, you got to put down $100 and I'll hold it for you and you come and get it. Okay. So your dad tries to do it through PayPal and couldn't figure out how to do it apparently, or I don't remember exactly what happened. But in the course of the, I think it was a half hour later, he called me and he goes, well, we're not going to do this. And I said, why is that? He goes, I think it's a scam.
Yeah,
because it is. What? And he started telling me, and I never even thought about that, you know, because you think, I don't know why that didn't even enter my head, which is unusual for me. But anyway, yeah. And I said, well, it's a damn good thing you figured that out before we drove 4 hours, because if we would have pulled up to some guy's house and go, hey, we're here to pick up a tractor, and he's like, I don't even own a tractor.
Yeah.
I'd have been pissed, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure your dad would have been livid.
Will Williams, totally real name, and also totally didn't make his account that day, 19 hours ago.
Yeah, well, he said...
With one picture that was a tractor.
He said he talked... Well, there were several pictures. He showed them to me.
Oh, well, yeah.
On his profile page, yeah. But... he said he talked to the guy on the phone, and I think what tipped him off was the guy sounded Indian.
Yeah.
You know, like Abu from Smith the Simpsons. And I'm going, yeah, it's probably a scam. I can't see an Indian guy being a farmer in Wisconsin.
Or being named Will Williams.
Yeah. I hate that when you call like a tech support thing for something, you know, it's obviously like an Asian person or an Indian person. They, hello, my name is Brad. Yeah, bullshit. Your name ain't Brad Ahmad. Anyway, all right. So for this edition, we're going to review... Well, this was your idea, so you take it.
Okay.
You can't think?
No, I can't. Because that's only what I think about is when... If I have any...
So if I captured you and plugged your nose...
I couldn't think.
You'd be like, die.
Basically.
All right. I have a question for you. So about a week ago, because when I play guitar at night, I go to YouTube and I pull up songs.
Okay.
I have to log in to YouTube now every time I go there.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you use.
And I'm wondering if it's because I'm running a VPN.
Yeah.
But I've never had to do that before. And it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you use VPN, so you don't actually have an account.
Well, so here's the process I have to go through. I have to log in, and then it sends a message to my phone.
Yeah.
And I have to pick a number.
Yeah.
Yes, it's me, and pick this number. And then I have to click on this box that says, I am not a robot, or I am a human.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, what the hell?
It's better than playing the picture game.
Well, what's the big deal with, why is YouTube so secure? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's on there that they don't want anybody to get
personal videos? I don't know.
That's stupid.
There is your info on it, like phone number.
Well, you're basically everything. Does Google own YouTube now?
Yeah.
Well, that must be why, because you're logging into a Google account.
Yeah.
God, I hate Google.
Yeah, I have a Google phone.
Fuck them guys, man. Can't stand that shit. All right. So this episode was your brainstorm. So tell us what we're doing.
Well, it's up to you what you want to start with, but we are talking about our top 10 TV shows and movies.
Okay.
So Which one do you want to do first?
You mean TVs or movies?
Yeah.
You pick. This was your idea. You tell. I'll take direction from you. Go.
We'll do TV shows. But you gotta. Are you? You go first, and I'm gonna guess.
Well, how about I do one and you do one? Okay. Until we get to the top.
Okay. Well. Okay. So let's first off then guess each other's what would be.
Guess?
At least in the top five.
Oh, you there's no. That ain't gonna work.
How not?
Well, some of these shows I got, you haven't even fucking heard of,
probably. Okay, well, hey.
Okay, guess. How would you even begin to guess?
I'd just guess.
Okay.
Okay, so that one...
Number five? This we're doing our top five?
Yeah. Well, I all ten, but yeah. I'll try to guess your top five. That one teacher show that you said that from British, the Britain.
Teacher show?
Yeah, that one you said I should watch but shouldn't watch.
Teachers.
I don't remember, but you told me.
Oh, Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. No, that's not. I didn't. This was hard.
Yeah, I bet. Because no, it was hard for me too.
That's not on my list.
And then Batman.
That's on my list, but not my top five.
Okay. What are TV shows that you would watch? At
well,
least?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of mine are like old stuff. Where you weren't even around.
Possibly. Is it a lot? Is there some cartoons on it?
No.
No? Okay, then I wouldn't know.
Oh, wait, one.
Is it the one guy in the white suit with the black mask? Space.
Space Ghost?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well.
Space Ghost!
Oh, is it that one movie that I used to be, I think it was a TV show. It was like the weird little characters with the one little kid. Do you know? I don't know what it would be called.
What?
It should be in your living room though, if you still have that stuff out.
Oh, HR Puffin stuff?
Yeah.
No. That wasn't a cartoon.
It wasn't.
No.
No?
Those were real people.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they had like little monsters. If I remember it right.
Little mom. Well, yeah, but they were people in suits.
Really?
Yeah. The guy with the flute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a real person and then cartoons next to him.
The hell are you smoking?
If I remember. That show's creepy. Oh,
I love that show.
Oh, and then that one dog, Super Dog or whatever.
Underdog?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, I didn't even think of any of those. Everything he said, it rhymed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That show was cool, man. Some of the villains, like Simon Bar Sinister. Simon Says Dance.
And yet it's not in your top 10?
I didn't even think about it. Well, no, because I did this in kind of a hurry.
Wow.
Well, I've been busy, man. I spent half a day working. Well, I think you've guessed more than five.
Okay.
Let's just start.
Well, no, you got to guess mine.
Your top five?
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Okay.
Rick and Morty.
Okay.
TV shows.
You can't name three others?
I don't know what you watch.
I mean, yeah, you can't name three others.
Does YouTube things count?
No.
These are real TV shows, yeah. Right?
There's some obviouses that you aren't remembering.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
I got three right?
You won't know yet.
I
talk about these, I swear, a lot. So, and you bring them up too.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, well, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Or start off from the bottom?
Yep. So are we doing TV or movies?
TV shows. Just to start off, I doubt you have honorable mentions since you started it up. But my honorable mentions are Cold Case Files. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So one of your top five was them ghost things. The bullshit ghost shows.
Swamp People.
Oh, God. Swamp People. I've never watched that.
The hotel classic of ridiculousness.
What?
That's what I put on every time I go to a hotel. Ridiculousness. It's always on.
What's that?
You've never seen Ridiculousness?
No. What is it?
What's his name? I
haven't heard of it.
Is
that the Jackass thing?
No. Rob died. I don't remember how to say his name, but he's the main person.
What's it about?
This is the cast. Like,
what's the show about? I don't care who's in it.
No, not that's not what I meant. But okay, well,
just tell me what it's about.
So he stands on a big computer, and it's that's the stage, and there's a live audience, and he has three co-hosts. Or four, depending on the special guests or whatever. But they watch videos.
Oh, it's one of those where they look at internet videos.
Yes. And, yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like Tosh.
But they get like hurt extremely badly.
Who
because
does?
He's a the people in the videos.
Oh yeah, it's like that Tosh guy. Tosh.
Like Family Home Videos. Those are pretty good too.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Tosh.0 or whatever.
No, no clue.
No?
No.
What's the same thing? He watches like internet videos and comments on them.
Well, that's an MTV. This is an MTV show.
So. No, I think his show was on Comedy Central.
My next one is From.
Never heard of it.
It's a series that you would actually like. It's on Amazon.
What is it?
It's a... So basically... They don't know how they get there.
Oh, I think I watched some of that with your dad, where they're in this town and they, like, they get on, they are brought to this town by a bus.
Yeah,
and they get off and they don't.
Yeah, know. So that's the second season. I know what you're talking about. And then Black Snow, which I just started watching, and it is very good.
Black Snow.
Yeah.
Like, is that something to do like nuclear fallout?
No, it's actually just a random name. I was so confused when it came up on the screen as an intro. I was like, that's what this is called?
I gotta watch this. This is weird. What's that about?
Basically, a girl goes missing and then... it starts off with a high school reunion of 25 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl dies... 25 years ago, obviously, and she went missing and got just dumped into a graveyard.
Oh, she shows up at the reunion?
No. That'd be sick, though.
Remember me?
And they open up a school...
a time capsule?
A time capsule, and in her written notes it says, I will... Not everybody is your friend. I will actually expose all these predators, blah, 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 if they don't kill me beforehand.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the cops have to redo the whole case, and that's what it is about.
Huh, that sounds interesting.
It is.
Now, see, that's an original thought. It's not an Alien remake or a, Lion King 10.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. So, are we ready?
Yeah.
So, you want my number 10?
Yeah.
TV, right?
Yeah, TV shows.
Okay, a lot of these you're not going to know.
Okay.
You've never heard of.
Okay.
My number 10 is a show called Bally Kiss Angel.
Okay, like Kiss Angel? Like the guy? Or is that Chris Angel?
No. It's an Irish soap opera.
Yeah?
About a town called Bally Kiss Angel.
Is that a real place?
Well, it's a fictional place, but the place they shoot it is real. Oh, shit. I can't remember the name of the town. You can actually go to this town and take a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real town, but it's not called that. It's called something else. But it's about this. It's a small town in Ireland, and this new priest comes to town. And so the older priest doesn't really like him because he's like the new generation of priests who are more forgiving than the old. Anyway. It's just about the community's relationship with each other. I don't know. There's something about it I really like. It sounds boring as hell, but I like it. I stumbled across the show one weekend. They used to play it on our local PBS channel on Sunday afternoons. And I was sick over the weekend, and I'm laying there on the couch, and I'm just flipping, and I see this. And I like English shows. So I started watching. I'm like, this is a good show.
Oh, you know what I didn't guess? Doctor Who.
We'll get there.
Are you ready for mine?
So that's my number 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do that again.
Number 10.
Batman.
66?
Yeah, the original Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and I can't pick or choose, but that and the Not Beyond. What's that? Is it called Beyond, where he's all
Batman Beyond?
Yeah,
cartoon.
Yeah,
yeah, where he's a teenager.
Here, I got to show it up then, because that's not true.
Yeah, it is. His name is Terry something.
This one. It's not the movie, but this Batman.
That's Batman Beyond.
Yeah. Is he a teenager in this?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's yeah. why I like it, man.
Totally rad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Batman 66. Man, I used to, because every day, not when it first came out, when it was shown in reruns, because that was actually a primetime show on ABC when it first came out. But anyway, they used to show it after school. When I got off school, it was either, do you know what Dark Shadows is?
No.
It's like a creepy soap opera about vampires.
Oh, okay. Barnabas Collins. Okay, yeah.
So either that was, I think that was on first, and then Batman was on. So I'd get off the bus, man, and I'd run home. I gotta get home and see Batman. And I have to sit through Dark Shadows first.
Didn't you say that creeped you out? Vampire movies?
No. There was one that did. But I just couldn't follow that show. I mean, I didn't find it really that scary.
Did you talk about this on here? What movie was it?
It was called Thirst.
And it just freaked you out?
Oh, I don't know why. Well, because I still lived at home with my parents and I worked second shift, and I'd get off at like 11 o'clock. And I came home one night and I was the only one up and all the lights are out. And I turned this, it was on HBO, and it was just such a creepy ass movie. They were vampires, but they weren't real vampires. They'd like put these metal teeth in their mouth.
Yeah.
And they'd drain people of their blood. They'd put them in these, like, I don't know what it was. And they'd drain it. I don't know. Freaked the shit out of me. I couldn't even watch it. So anyway, okay. So your number 10's Batman. Who's your favorite villain? Have you watched all of them?
I don't know about all of them, but I've definitely watched a lot.
Who's your favorite villain that you've seen?
Riddler.
Riddler?
Yeah.
Which for sure.
One?
So there's two people that played the Riddler.
I don't know.
Frank Gorshin, the original one, or John Astin?
One's coming to my head, and I don't know the name of him, so...
Frank Gorshin played him great. That was a really...
This guy.
Yeah, Frank Gorshin, yeah. All right, so my number 9, South Park.
Okay, I forgot to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Star Trek, I guess, and South Park.
Now, the thing I like about South Park is those guys will go after everybody.
Yeah.
And that... I watched a documentary, I think I might have mentioned this to you, maybe not on the podcast, but in the last couple of weeks, I watched this documentary, it was called 6 Days, and they can put out an episode in 6 days, and that's insane for a TV show like that, especially an animated show. Holy shit. And it kind of showed the process. I mean, them guys, like, they lived there for like 6 days.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they did this for effect in the documentary, but... So the way it works is once they complete it, they have to run it to this studio, local studio, and then this is how it works with most TV shows, and then they have to send it from there by satellite to wherever their main place is. So they have to actually play it, and then it goes over the satellite to wherever it receives it, and that's where it plays from. But they were like, they had like, what did he say, like 12 minutes. To spare. The guy's running up the stairs with this disc in his hand. But yeah, I love that show. There's a Christmas episode that, oh my God, is funny as hell. Where, I mean, it's tasteless for sure, but it is so funny. It's about these creatures in the woods they come upon, the kids come upon, and it's one of them's pregnant. And it turns out he gives birth to the Antichrist.
Ooh. That reminded me of a show.
What? The Omen?
No. I want to say it right. No. Brickleberry. That's another. Oh. That's a good honorable mention right there.
I've seen. I could. Well, that's the Tosh guy. He does. He's the one that did that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good honorable mention right there.
All right. What's your number 9?
House.
Oh, God. I hate that fucking show.
Yeah?
The doctor who's a junkie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show.
Can't do that.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I strongly disagree. No, why do you like it?
It's entertaining.
It's the same shit.
No.
All the medical shows, it's the same shit every time.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's entertaining.
Somebody came in sick. Oh, my God, we can't figure it out. Holy shit. Oh, well, let's try this. Nope, let's try that. Nope. Oh, my God. I'm going to take some pills and have this great idea. Oh, we solved it. He's alive. Am I wrong?
Slightly.
Okay. How am I wrong?
Sometimes they die.
What's that?
No, it's a good show.
I didn't take my pills that day.
No, it's always extremely crazy things that you can never guess.
But it's the same plot every time.
Yeah, but you can never guess it.
And then he gets in trouble by the lady who runs the hospital. And almost
until she doesn't work there anymore.
And he almost gets fired every episode. Or, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah, but I saved the guy's life.
Yeah, he's funny, though.
Okay, you know, in real life, that guy plays a wicked guitar.
Yeah.
He does.
You hate him, but hey.
I hate the show. That guy. Oh. He's actually an English comedian, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can play guitar really good. He does it on the show a couple times.
Yeah. He also plays with the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Like a tennis ball or whatever. That big old one. So, number nine.
My number eight was Batman.
Ooh.
Yeah, so yeah. We already talked about that. So what's your number eight?
Jesse.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
I think, actually, though, I think Jesse would be tied with Brickleberry.
Jesus
so God. That's my tied. Just so.
At your age, that's still there. In your top 10?
Well, it's got to be. It's top 10 all time.
You don't know how many afternoons I just wanted to slit my own throat watching that show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's tied with Brickleberry, though. So.
Why do you like that?
Have you seen Brickleberry?
Maybe once or twice.
It's good. But Jesse, it's a classic.
It's garbage.
No, it's not.
It's not even real.
It's my whole childhood.
It's not even realistic. It's about these group of kids who are rich and there's never any parents around.
Because their parents work all the time. That's why.
And they got that snooty butler, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
Bertram.
And then Jesse, the babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I guess. Yeah. That can't still be on the air.
No, it,
them kids got to be like 20 years old.
Though. Well, one of them died.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Seizure in his sleep.
Oh man.
So yeah, Cameron Boyce. Cameron Boyce.
There was a show on. Was it Disney Boy Meets Girl?
Okay.
Was that Disney?
That might be Disney.
And that woman, the girl, the redhead that played it. On it went on to become a porn actress.
So, I want to doubt it.
Wow. All right. Number seven, Mission Impossible, the original Mission Impossible show.
Yeah.
Love that show.
I've never seen any of
them. Oh, my God.
I thought it was a movie.
You can watch it on, it has its own channel on Pluto TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were great episodes. Oh, man. It's like, they got this mission and they had to like.
It was impossible.
Well, they called themselves the IMF, Impossible Missions Force. So it always started out where the guy would get his mission through some bizarre means. Like he'd go out on a boat and there'd be like he'd open up his tackle box and there'd be a tape recorder in there and it would play. And he'd give him the mission. And it'd say, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. And the tape would start smoking. And so then the next thing, he's back at his house picking out the people he's going to get for the mission. Like one guy would be like a master of disguise. And if they needed a woman, they had a woman. And like a mechanic or somebody who was good at like electronics and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. Good show. You should watch it. That's it.
It's number seven, right?
Number seven.
Lab Rats. Now, this show, Jesus, you're going to see a trend.
I think I already am.
You could recite. I could recite all. I used to be able to recite every single episode.
Every episode?
Yeah.
You know the guy that, when I used to watch that with you, I'm thinking, that guy who was the adult?
Yeah, Mr. Davenport.
His name, he was Hal Sparks. He was the guy that played him. He was actually a host of the show on E! Called Talk Soup for a long time.
Yeah.
Probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But Yeah, because I thought, that's Hal Sparks. And it was. What do you like? Well, I'd watch that over Jesse any day of the week.
Yeah?
That's where the kids were superheroes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to put this on my list, but an honorable mention is Death Note.
I liked that, but...
I liked it, but it's too short.
Too short?
Yeah.
I was just going to say it was way too long.
It was 23 episodes. It could have dragged out.
But you knew halfway how it was going to play out.
Well, you know that because of how many episodes there are.
Well, no, I mean, I had it figured out halfway through.
I guess.
And was like, okay, end this. I already know this dude's going to die. And anyway.
Yeah, that's why it's an honorable
spoiler mention. Alert.
Yeah.
Okay, number six.
But which dude? Number six.
A show that I know you will not know what it is. It was on HBO years ago. It was only on for like two seasons, called Hardcore TV.
Is it the show where the kids go to like some place and they have to do tasks?
No.
No?
It was almost like a sketch comedy show, but there was a skit on there. They called it The Sports Lady. Her name was Rose Biederman, and she would interview actual real, at the time,
really?
athletes, and she would say some of the most bizarre shit to them. She'd say, well, anyway... So, if you want to watch something funny, and you should do this, there is a thing on YouTube that has all her segments. There's seven segments. I watched it today. Man, I'm laughing my ass off. Her name is Rose Biederman, Biederman, sports lady. So, put that in YouTube, and it'll come. Oh, my God. But she's in a locker room, right? And all these guys are walking around with jock straps. Mm-hmm. You can see their asses and stuff. And she'll say shit to him before she starts, and she'll go. And she's like one of those, she's got like a New York accent. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, our guest today is, like the first one I think was Earl Monroe, Earl of Pearl.
Yeah.
And it's really him. And I don't know if I think by the people's reaction, the athlete's reaction, they probably told him, okay, this is going to be just for fun, just go with it. Didn't really tell him.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd say, you know, oh, you're a magnificent specimen. You're, you know, this tall black man. And anyway, she'd say, well, tell me about whatever. And they'd start to talk. She goes, let me cut you off. And she'd start telling a story about, I used to date a basketball player. And he took me to his house one time. And he's like, holy Jesus, I couldn't believe it, you know. And then all but one episode, she always ends. And these episodes are real, they're only like 2 minutes long. And she'll say, oh, they're telling me we're out of time. Oh, my God, I didn't get to ask you about, you know, whatever. And she goes, okay, I got one more question. And she'll say, I mean, with a dead-ass serious look on her face, doggy style, pro or con. And they're like, what? And the guy will say pro or con, and she's like looking at off camera to like her director. She goes, I told you, you son of a bitch. I told you he'd like... You should watch it. It's funny as hell. They do a spoof on, you know who Bob Ross is?
Yeah.
So they do a spoof on him, but he's a bikini waxer. love that show. So I couldn't remember the name of it. So I've got, you've seen all my VHS tapes, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I know I got a whole, I got every one of those on VHS. And I made a list of all the stuff I have on tape and what tape it's on. And that's how I figured out what the title of it was. But I'm looking at these lists, and I'm like, man, I got a lot of good shit on here. I wish I had a way to play it. Well, I've got like every Dennis Miller HBO show. I've got a bunch of stuff on there I haven't seen in years. Anyway, what's your number six?
Ninjago.
Holy shit, man. And I was supposed to guess this?
You could have very easily.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, if you were like 8 years old.
It's all time.
Yeah, that, well, yeah.
What's your opinion
about it?
That
was a Lego thing, right?
Yeah. Best one ever made, too.
I mean, it's better than Jesse.
Yeah, it definitely, it's better.
I mean, it was hokey, but it's a kid's show. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you like? You still watch that?
Yeah. They're still coming up with episodes now.
They still make new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They made a movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even have the game 100%ed.
Oh my god! I played a Lego
platinumed.
I played a Lego Batman game once.
Yeah.
Well, kind of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, my number five. Number five. We're into the top five.
Mm-hmm.
A show called Police Squad.
Okay. I feel like this is like a comedy police show.
So this was, you've seen the Airplane movies, right?
Airplane movies? Like, is that the title?
Yeah, like Airplane and Airplane 2?
Mm-mm.
They're comedies?
No.
So, god damn, man. I got to sit you down someday and have you watch good TV. Anyway, so these movies, the Airplane movie was, I mean, it was full of puns. Like, they'd say stuff like, so it's a spoof on the airport movies. Have you seen any of those? So anyway, so for instance, so they're up, they're in this plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the food they served has poisoned people and the pilot too. So the pilot's out. All the pilots are out. And so before the pilot goes down, he's having this conversation with this doctor who's on board, and they figure out that the food is what's causing the problem. And the doctor says to the pilot, he goes, "How long before we can land?" And he goes, "I can't tell." And he goes, "Well, you can tell me, I'm a doctor." He goes, "No, I'm not. I don't." What does he say? He goes, "No, well, at least for another 2 hours." Oh, the doctor says, "Well, you can tell me I'm a doctor. Can't you take a guess?" And he goes, "Well, not for another 2 hours." He goes, "You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?" Shit like that. I mean, that's the whole movie. Anyway, this show Police Squad was what inspired the Naked Gun movies. It's the same characters. Isn't it the Naked Gun? You've seen the Naked Gun movies, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know of them, though.
So, anyway, it didn't last very long, but my God, it was funny. So, that's my number five. Let me guess.
Okay.
Another cartoon.
Yeah.
What?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. That's number five?
I thought
you really liked that show.
I do. That's why it's number five.
Did you see they came out with an anime now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's terrible. The style's terrible. I've seen the style. It's okay, absolutely dog.
We've talked about this before. I tried watching that show. I
told you not to watch the first season.
I think I watched through half. One, two.
The second episode is very South Park-y.
I think I watched 2.5, and I just like, what? I don't get it. What's going on here? I just remember them being on some planet, and it was like somebody, whoever made the show is like on an acid trip or something.
Yeah. He's drunk.
No, I mean the people that made it.
Yeah. He's drunk.
He's drunk when he makes the show?
Yeah. Like when Rick slurs his words, it's real.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that.
It's him being drunk.
Well, acting drunk.
While being drunk.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's to be more whatever.
I wouldn't believe that.
No, there's a documentary about it.
Oh, well, it must be true.
No, he would also show up to work drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that why they fired him?
No, because he allegedly had a abuse charge against his girlfriend or wife or whatever, and then it got dropped, and then he just never got picked up.
So
he got dropped by two projects because of that, even though it was allegedly.
Speaking of that, so are you familiar with Ren and Stimpy?
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a documentary about the guy who created that, and because I used to watch that all the time. It was funny. But man, that guy's a creep. He's a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
But... yeah, he lost that show because he was, like, hooking up with underage girls over the internet and shit. And I'm just like, wow. And so this girl contacted him. This is what did him in. This girl contacted him. She was 16, I think. And he hired her as an intern. And he had to have been late 30s, 40s. And he ended up basically grooming her. And I'm just like, holy shit. I don't think I want to watch the show anymore. So Rick and Morty's number five. I would have thought that would have been higher. So don't watch the first season.
Yeah.
So
if
I start at season two, episode one, it's going to make sense.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Okay. If I remember right.
All right.
Another one you might like is Solar Opposites. So just
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, I guess I forgot that too on my honorable mentions. I had a lot of honorable mentions because they do not fit in the top 10 categories. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you ready for number four?
Yeah.
My number four is a show called Laugh-In, and I think we talked about this a little bit before.
Have we?
Hmm?
Have we?
Yeah. Because Laugh-In and Mad Magazine were what, or maybe that was on my solo one. So Laugh-In was a TV show, was a sketch comedy show.
I see a trend here.
It was that and Mad Magazine that really developed my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Laugh-In was like real short clips, and it was just like funny. One, you know, they at the time, they developed a lot of like pop culture references like Sakatumi and Here Comes the Judge. Yeah. And it launched a lot of people's career, like Goldie Hawn and Artie Johnson, Ruth Buzzy, Lily Tomlin. Who you're like, who?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a funny ass show. And they always, at the end of the show, when the show was over, they'd roll the credits and the music would play and the music would stop and you'd hear one person clap. All right, what's your four?
It's a double. It's a Groudy Falls.
Mm.
And Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs. Where do I know that from? Was that a game?
I don't believe so.
Hmm.
That was like a, like those little like roaches that would like, or were robots and they'd move around and you'd battle them.
What am I thinking of? The things that had a board and you'd spin and they'd.
Beyblades?
Yeah. That's what. So what's Big Bad, what is it?
Big Bad Beetleborgs. What's that? It's really cool.
Is it a cartoon?
No. It's a basically a spinoff of
Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Oh.
It's so good.
Yeah, that looks excellent.
It is.
Is that supposed to be Jay Leno?
I don't know. That guy?
Yeah, he's got a Jay Leno chin. Who is that?
The Flabber.
The Flabber.
It's so good.
I'll have to watch that.
I don't know where to find it. That's the problem. Oh, and really? I think on Amazon you can, but you have to pay for it. Mm. It's so sad. And there's only two seasons.
There's a website called Daily Motion that has a ton of shit on there that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah. We should watch this together as well. This is my, you should watch this.
Oh, I'll try. Yeah, it looks interesting.
It definitely is.
So what was the the first one?
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls. I've watched that.
That's pretty good.
Did you read that? You bought that book recently. Yeah. Did you read it?
Yeah.
You read the whole book?
Not the whole book, but yeah. But I know you said you like it, or at least are interested in it.
The thing I remember most about that show was when, after school, you were watching it, and that, what's his name? Bob?
Bill.
Bill. He's like the all-seeing eye.
Yeah.
And he comes on and he says, he just appears out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the universe is a hologram, buy gold. And he disappears. And yeah. I'm like,
buy gold, buy.
That whole concept of the universe as a hologram, just, I thought, wow. So I went home that night and I started doing research on that. And I found a book at the library and I read it. And I'm like, wow, this is some crazy shit. It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, there's theories out there that's the way it is. But. So Gravity Falls is these two kids that live in Gravity Falls, right?
Yeah. And Oregon.
It's a mystery show.
Yeah.
They just solve mysteries like Scooby-Doo.
Basically the book that I bought, you've bought me a book too. The number three, the only one that they came out in real life.
Yeah.
Basically this kid found the book and it has like untold, it has mysteries in the town that they're in because Gravity Falls is a place where mysterious things happen and are holding within it.
So is it one of those kid, it's a kid show because it's a cartoon, but adults can watch it because,
yeah.
It's got some adult concepts. Yeah. In it. Yeah. All right. We're getting down to the end here. Barney Miller is my number three. You have no clue.
No. Nope.
Another cop show, comedy.
A lot of comedy sketches.
Yeah. Well, it's not a sketch comedy. It's a show about these cops that were, they're New York cops. They're Precinct 12, and just the shit they do. It's funny. the stuff they deal with and people that come in. And it was a really popular show. It went for like 8 seasons. But you should watch it. You'd like it.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't understand some of the references because it had to do with the
time. Oh, that's my problem with South Park, especially in the beginning. I do not know the references.
Yeah. If you weren't, because they use a lot of current events. And
yeah. And then the cool thing, though, was like there was a corn episode.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was
they
like,
were like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. And then they released the, and by the way, this is our new song. And then it was just like their number one hit.
Yeah.
So
I remember that. I used to watch that like every week, and I just kind of lost. I don't know. Well, I guess once we got rid of our DirecTV,
yeah,
didn't have access to it. So, but
it's on HBO.
Is it HBO or Paramount Plus?
I think HBO it is Max. Max.
I think it is Max. Yeah. I've watched some of the like the pandemic specials.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those? Those are funny. Yeah, that's. I can't believe they can put one of those out in 6 days. That's crazy. Did you do your three? No, you didn't.
No.
What's your number three?
Stranger Things.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been number one. Oh, your number one's Scooby-Doo. Right?
We don't know.
That is a good show. I'll have to give you that.
Yeah.
So they're currently in production on the last season?
Yeah.
Those guys got to be like in their 20s now.
Yeah, they are.
So I wonder how they're going to do that. How they're going to explain that, though. Because they were still... Had they graduated last season?
No.
I think they did, because they moved, right? One of them moved.
Yeah, one of them moved. No, but they didn't graduate.
Hmm. Losers.
No, I watched it basically when it came out.
Yeah.
And then it was just never was popular until like a year or whatever later.
Yeah. I tell you what.
And the thing is, I was like, when did this happen? Like, why did this blow up so crazy? Yeah.
So the thing I remember about the last season the most was them playing that Kate Bush song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Talk about a song coming out of nowhere. I mean, a song that you wouldn't think too many people in the United States would even recognize. But I thought that was cool. I'm sure she did, too. I mean, I'm sure Kate Bush made a shitload of money off that.
Yeah. They also asked permission to use her songs, obviously, and everything. So,
well,
it was it was a very like the fans were like, did she even allow this?
Oh yeah, she did. You think she didn't get a fat check for that?
I don't know.
Oh,
well, actually, made a statement. I think she has a website. Mm-hmm. She made a statement on there. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, she made a statement about it that she's very thankful that they decided to use her song or whatever.
Yeah. My bank account, thank you very much. Oh, she got millions for that. You can bet your ass.
It was on every radio.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it made her popular again.
Yeah.
I mean, I first came across that song was from the 80s.
Well, yeah, that's when the show is.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's probably like, thank you very much, ka-ching. All right, number two for me is the original Twilight Zone.
I've heard of it. I don't know.
Oh, for God's sake. You've never watched The Twilight Zone?
No.
I've got so much work to do with you. So this show was made in the 50s or 60s, and it was, some of them were sci-fi-ish. Other ones were just kind of, and they always had a twist to them. Like my favorite one was called Time Enough. It's about this guy who worked at a bank. It was Burgess Meredith who played the Penguin on Batman, and he had these thick-ass glasses. He couldn't see shit without these glasses. I mean, when I say thick, they were thick. His favorite pastime was reading. So he'd take a break.
That reminds me, the bookworm. But continue.
On Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, on his breaks, he'd go at the bank, he'd go down in the vault, and he'd eat his lunch or whatever and read. And they'd always give him shit because he was late getting back because he was reading, you know, anyway. So... He's down in a vault one day reading, and you see the room kind of shake, and he's like, "Well, what the hell's going on?" He goes upstairs or where out of the vault, and the world's been destroyed by a nuclear bomb.
Oh,
and he's the only one alive because he was in the vault.
Yeah,
and so he's wandering around. And he's looking for somebody who's alive. I mean, everything's just devastated, but he finds a library. And he's like, oh my God. I mean, he's like, he goes in the library and he's like stacking the books up like in the order that he wants to read. I mean, he's in the seventh heaven, you know, because this is what he loves to do. And so he goes to pick up the first book to read it. And he's sitting down and he bends over and his glasses fall off and break.
Oh my God.
And he's just like, ah! And that's the end.
Wow.
That's the kind of show it was.
Wow.
That's a cool show. Great stories. Good. I mean, that was nice. That was great writing back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. All right. Number two for you is
Ghost Adventures. I think there's 25 seasons or 20 or 30. I've seen all of them.
So, okay.
And all their other spinoffs.
In all sincerity, in all those episodes, have they ever produced one tangible piece of proof?
Yes.
Tangible.
Yeah. What is tangible supposed to mean?
Something you can see holding your hand. It's something that's real that proves that there's...
Or is it? Well, you could... How would you do that?
Well, like some pile of ghost shit or something. I don't know.
There's like video evidence.
Oh, God. Do you know how and easy audio, you can fake that shit?
Okay.
You know that shit's not real, right?
You say that. Well, that's the biggest difference in opinion we have.
But...
Okay, until you go with them, you will never know.
Well, have you?
No. I've been to the places they've been,
so you
though.
Believe, every one of them episodes you believe is, so they, I mean, I haven't watched, I've maybe watched one of those, not that, maybe not that show, but there's a million of them shows out there, where every time they shoot something, it's like in green, night vision, right?
Kinda.
And they have this funky meter thing in their hand, and they're like, and it goes, ooh. We picked up some whatever, and who the hell knows what this thing is?
It's an electric field meter.
Yeah, sure
it is. It is.
And they'll say, oh my God, did you hear that? And everything goes black. And they, oh my God, I feel a presence.
Definitely not the same at all.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's all bullshit.
I hate to tell you, but you're wrong. Okay.
Until they produce a tangible piece of evidence, I'm calling bullshit.
Okay.
All right, number one. What do you think my number one is?
I don't know.
You said it earlier.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did?
Yes. Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
But there's a caveat before the chick. Because they've destroyed that show. I started watching that show in 1980, and it came on the air in 1963, and I watched it all the way up to when she took over, and I was like, nope. I watched her first season, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And they basically succeeded in destroying that show in like less than 5 minutes in one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unwatchable now. I can't do it, but yeah. Another show that's got its own channel on Pluto TV. Classic Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yep. Sunday nights at 11. Yep. on PBS.
I came up with an honorable mention. Because you brought it up. And it's definitely not top 10 either. But the original Pokemon and X and Y Pokemon. I watched the crap out of those.
Yeah. That's that animation I can't stand.
Yeah, the original one?
Yeah.
Or the... Well, you just don't like anime style.
It's not... Okay, technically it's animation, but it's not...
Anime.
I'm talking about the style of animation.
Yeah.
Because if you watch like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon and then watch a Pokemon cartoon...
Yeah, well, Japanese anime compared to animation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
I can't do it.
Yeah. It's just them standing and slightly moving and slightly moving. Well, the only thing... the mouth is just...
Yeah. The only thing that moves is whatever body part has to, like, their mouth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're like, and who does that? Here, I'm going to be completely stiff except for my lips.
Yeah.
And then when they do some action thing, it's like, they just show a stiff thing and the background's moving. It's like, holy crap, I can't do this. I mean, because I used to make my own animation.
Yeah.
And I know what a pain in... I mean, it's
for
a,
what? For
just because I like it. I made my own. I had a 8mm camera that would take single frames.
Yeah.
So I've made my own registration board because do you know anything about how it works?
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, so they'd have this registration board, and they'd draw each cell.
Yeah.
And they'd shoot like two frames of it, and they'd get the next cell. Mm-hmm. So then when they played it back, it looks like it's moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lengthy process. No computers. It all had to be hand-drawn. But some of those old cartoons, like the old Popeyes, my God.
I grew up on that, too, Popeye and Superman.
The old ones?
Yeah.
So some of them old Popeye movies or cartoons, if you pay attention to them, like the background is so well drawn and painted, it looks almost 3D. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't get that shit with that Japanese crap. I mean, it's like, how fast can we make this and how shitty can we...
You know? Yeah, it looks like a water...
Basically what it is, it's a commercial to buy a toy or whatever. It's not a show. It's a commercial to buy something.
Sure.
Well, it is.
I don't know.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
You don't think that kids watching that show go out and buy all Pokemon cards and all the bullshit that goes with it? I mean, they would.
Yeah, but they don't advertise it.
Well, they don't. That's what it is. The show is the advertisement.
You could say that for any show, really.
Well, not all shows flood the market with chintzy crap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so your number one is Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when that first came out.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish I still had this. I had the first Scooby-Doo comic book that had the first episode in it.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to it, but that's got to be worth some money.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a decent show. I mean, but it's the same shit over and over again.
The only Scooby-Doos I don't like, which I haven't even seen, so I don't know, but critics hate it, is Velma.
Oh, where she's gay?
Yeah. Critics hate it. They stopped making them.
I liked
because of how bad the feedback was.
I liked when they did the Scooby-Doo movies where they'd have like guest stars, like Batman and Robin were on there.
And Scooby-Doo and Friends.
And the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah. And yeah, I liked those. Those were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo. God, there's been...
They tried to make an adult one. I don't know if that's Velma, too, but...
They made a movie, didn't they, with that real actors?
Yeah, that was good, too. The only one I haven't seen is Scoob, which is an animated one, where they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
Pup Named Scooby-Doo is good.
I remember you used to like...
Yeah.
You used to like the... there was a wrestling one.
Yeah. WrestleMania.
I think I bought you the DVD for Christmas
and Kiss one.
Yeah. Kiss.
There's one called Be Cool Scooby-Doo or something. That's an adult one.
Mm. There's a lot of different variations.
Yeah.
I remember when they were kids. Small kids.
Pup Named Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, same shit every time.
Yeah, but it's great.
Yeah, I guess. But how many times can you watch? If it weren't for you meddling kids.
They change it up now.
They ever say, "Work for you fucking kids."
There really should be a full-blown adult Scooby-Doo.
Oh, you know what we should do?
Huh.
Oh, I just had a great idea.
Huh.
We should take an episode and do the voices and make it like adult-oriented.
Yeah.
Like, hey, fuck you, Scooby. That would be funny. I bet somebody's already done that.
Yeah.
You think?
Probably. Well, a lot of things they've done that, but
that would be funny. Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah.
Are you good at voices?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. We got to pick one though. Then we got to write a script.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. On to movies.
If you look at the time, I feel like that might have to be another episode.
Okay.
I don't know though.
You want to save the movies for another time?
Yeah, I'd assume.
Okay. Well, we can't end without doing.
Get off my line, you no good punk kids.
Fuck you, Tony!
Kind of Scooby-Doo-ish. You punk kids. If it weren't for you punk kids, get off my lawn, assholes. All right. My get off the lawn rant has to do with people talking on their phones in public.
Like on their phones or through the AirPods or both? Or?
Speaker phones.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of... I hate that.
I just want to go up to him and say, why do you think I want to fucking listen to your phone conversation? It's bad enough I can hear one side of it, but when I hear both sides of it...
Yeah.
What makes you think anyone wants to hear that shit? And the worst is
when they talk in the bathroom doing that.
When you go in the bathroom.
Yes. And they're having why are they putting it on speakerphone?
What the fuck is so important that you're talking on the phone? I went the other day, I'm at the gym, right? I'm done with my workout. I go in there, I'm going to take a pee, and I go up there, and a guy's sitting in a stall talking to some dude about a car payment. And yeah. I'm like, dude, you're taking a shit. Yeah. Hang up the phone. It's like, what the fuck? I don't think people even realize they're so like connected to these phones. They don't even realize.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not think people can hear you what you're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the other person, are you peeing? It's like, what? Unless somebody's dying, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to be on your phone in the bathroom.
No.
I mean, my God. Could you imagine if you like blue lighted that phone? Holy crap. No pun intended. Oh, my God. But, not to beat a dead horse, but again at the gym, I'm working out one day and this chick is having this conversation with this guy on a phone. Yeah. I mean, she is yelling. Really? You can hear her from one end of the room to the other. And it's on speakerphone. And she's just, you stupid fucker. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm looking at her and I'm going, do you not realize everybody can hear this?
You go to a Planet Fitness though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you mean?
That's a stereotype for Planet Fitness is everything, but everybody doesn't know what they're doing and everybody's just weird and wild.
I see some weird shit in that place.
Yeah.
And I...
They say they accept everybody, but don't accept hunks or whatever.
Yeah, which is... Yeah, they call it the no judgment zone, but they got this big fucking sign up that says, oh, look at this guy wearing his tank top and his... And they even have... They call it a lunk alarm.
Yeah, it's lunk, not hunk.
And I'm like, how is that being not being judgmental?
Yeah.
I mean, does this thing actually work? You actually shame somebody if you see this muscle-bound dude in the tank top with a big thing of water and that goes off? And it's like, I'd be like, fuck you. I paid my money just like this dude.
Yeah.
You ain't making fun of him, you bitch. But I just don't get the phone thing, man. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know if people are just so stupid they don't realize what they're doing. But it's like, take that shit somewhere else. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you talking about what you're going to have for supper or what you're pissed off about or what so-and-so said. And, oh, you won't believe this. I'm just like, oh, my God. Just take it. And have you ever noticed when you're driving and somebody's talking on their phone in their car?
Yeah.
Like if you go to a stoplight and you pull up next to them, they got it so fucking loud. You can hear what they're
saying. It's so stupid.
It's like. Jesus Christ, man. Are you deaf?
I normally just put mine a speaker. So.
I don't know. I don't know. Phones are going to be the death of this world.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my rant. So please, if you take nothing else out of this conversation, don't talk on your phone in the bathroom because that's just disgusting.
Yeah. Also, breaking news, the first game of the NFL is delayed. That's why I was just checking. I don't know. I assume weather. Time to be determined.
Weather?
Yeah.
They don't postpone football games for weather.
I think they at least lightning, I'd assume.
Where's it at?
Kansas City. I think that's how it's read, right? Ravens to Kansas City. I don't believe they have a dome.
Huh. I remember watching football games where they're playing in a freaking blizzard.
Yeah. Well, they won't delay it for that. I don't know why it could be delayed. You
remember that game?
Oh, field treatment and all that.
Remember that game? I mean, I know you've probably seen it on highlights because it was before your time. It was snowing so freaking hard. So it was the last play of the game, and it was a field goal, and they brought this tractor out with a snowblade on it, and they carved a path for the kicker and the... And they made it and won the game.
Yeah.
The other team was like, you can't fucking do that shit. What the hell's that shit?
Due to lightning in Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, Jesus. What a bunch of pussies.
Well, I think that's...
What's lightning going to hurt a football?
I think lightning and tornadoes in hurricane would be the only things that they would delay.
What's lightning going to hurt a football player?
Well, it wouldn't matter if it didn't lightning's have a dome.
Unless they're wearing a metal jock strap or a cup.
They do. They wear a metal on them.
They do?
The whole stadium's metal.
But it's grounded.
Isn't that even worse?
No. That means if it gets hit by lightning, it goes to ground. Instead of electrifies the whole stadium.
I guess.
That's why they have lightning rods on buildings.
Not no more.
No, but... Well, it's because buildings are grounded.
Yeah.
So if lightning... There's light... Electricity takes a path of least resistance, which means it's going to go right to the... They put a big... If you ever see a like a building, like check your mom and dad's building, there's a big metal pole outside.
Yeah.
It's got this big-ass wire hooked to it. That's the ground.
Well, thank you.
So if it gets hit by lightning, it goes to ground. So you're safe. Except if you're holding that pole, then you're toast. All right, so we're going to shelve the top 10 movies?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we want to thank once again C&J Superior Tools for being our sponsor. They are a Snap-on tool franchise. They have a Facebook group, C&J Superior Tools, and can be reached by phone at 563-949-0160. And I'm sure in future episodes we'll have plenty of stories to tell about moving into the building and me hitting my head on something.
Yeah.
And almost knocking myself out. I tell you, man, I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit it hard. Holy shit. Anyway. All right. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm GT.
I'm Daniel.
This time on the mic is over.